Amen. Amen. I'd like us to turn to Proverbs 16:32. It says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty." I want to read it properly. The emotion that is slow to anger is counted in the sight of God to be strong and to be very mighty, very powerful. "And he that ruleth his spirit is very strong, more strong than ISIS or Boko Haram or the man that brings a gun and points it at you." Amen. We are in a different kind of war, a different kind of warfare. Beginning from last night, God began to redefine for us what warfare is. And I will presume that this is a warfare conference. Amen. And this morning, Brother Isaac was came in the same light, being strong for battle, prepare war. And Brother Sam was telling us that you can't prepare war when you're not ready for war. Amen. The days of retreat are over. Amen. And the church is on the offensive. So we are changing tactics, and we are taking the battle to the gates. The Bible says, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." You know, so this evening, I believe, we are still going to pull along the same line of warfare. But this warfare is the warfare within the soul. You know, we want to take the battle to the gate. Amen. You know, many times the devil is very comfortable when we are fighting without. You know, when we see the enemy, very quick to see the enemy that is without, and we don't see the enemy that is within. And when Sister I became, and she was ministering by the Spirit, the Spirit of God began to speak to us about this kind of warfare, the kind of victory that that He's speaking about. Let me show you something. I was watching a film where there are different types of those kind of films. We know the Passions of Christ, different types. Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, different types. And I was looking at the intensity of emotional stress and strain and pressure that Jesus was put through, and he did not crack. Because I knew if it was me, I wouldn't even last a few minutes, and the whole hall would be brought down. You know? And here he was, they were accusing him, slapping him, beating him, and his emotion did not crack. Amen. That is the kind of warfare we're speaking about. Amen. That is the kind of authority that God expects of sons of God. Because in the pressures that are coming ahead will be such that if we do not prepare properly, we will not be able to make it. I don't know if you feel, but I see the pressure building from this January this year up to this time. The pressure in the world is building, Amen. And I know we need a special touch from God in order to overcome. I want to read 1 Corinthians 9. No, I think I would like to go to Luke first. Let me go to Luke. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. We're still speaking of Jesus, and he said the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. How many of us are strong in our spirit? Amen. You know, he waxed strong in spirit. You know, how you know strength is showed by the sun. You know, the sun has gone down now and we are all very comfortable. In a few hours' time, the sun will begin to rise again. And we will begin to feel the heat and the power of the sun. The sun does not argue with anyone. It doesn't talk to you. But it exercises a strength. Amen. And the Bible says that the Son of Righteousness is to arise within us. I don't know how many of us who know that we are supposed to be strong. Strong. And Jesus showed us that strength. Ability to rule over his spirit. Now, the Bible makes us to understand that there are four beasts within you. There are four living creatures. There are four powers. And God expects you to have authority. Expects me to have authority over them. It's a sign of authority over them. Amen. And the Bible says that he that has rule over his own spirit is counted to be strong in the sight of God. Let's move over to the next chapter. Luke chapter 2. I think it's somewhere. Luke 2:40. Luke chapter 2 verse 40 says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. That is the testimony of the Bible, of scriptures about Christ. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. We are speaking about spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare means that we are going to be fighting against spirits. That is, you are warring with the spirit within you, and you are warring with the spirit within the man, your neighbor. Amen. And none of those are static. Each one of them is growing. The darkness is becoming more dark, and the opportunity for light is becoming more light. Also, that opportunity is also being given to us. And the question is, are you strong? Do you have the strength to contend in the spirit? The Bible says, if we have wrong with the footmen and they wearied us, what are we going to do with the horses? The horses, they speak of strong spirits. Amen. Do you have the capacity? Are you trained to engage in spiritual warfare? How many of us here have done 7 days fast? Have you done a 14-day fast? Have you done 21 days? Have you done 40 days? Amen. But let me prophesy that you will be doing it. Those days of eating are over. Nobody will tell you to leave your Gary alone. Say, Gary, just hold on for 1 month. We're not going near you. Amen. Because the Bible says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and men of violence take it. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine Jesus? Before he was going there, he was in the garden. He was growing. He went to them. Can you not watch with me for 1 hour? And in the spirit, he could feel trouble. And he began to travel. I don't know how many of us who can feel the trouble. I don't know if you feel the trouble. Amen. If you feel trouble, what are you doing about it? Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9. About spiritual warfare. You cannot fight a war when you have not identified your enemy. There is no way. That war cannot be won. You will not win. I cannot win a war that I do not identify who I am fighting about. Amen. And that's what Paul was talking about here. 1 Corinthians 9. From verse 24, it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." How many of us are running to obtain? There is this cock and bull story that when you become a Christian, you go to heaven. How can a man who is in heaven go to heaven? So you are a Christian so that when you die, you go to heaven. It's cock and bull story. Amen. And when we have that kind of mentality, we cannot win the prize. There is a prize to win. There is a prize to win. And it is the man who runs properly that wins that prize. Verse 25. "And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown.
Therefore, so run, not as uncertainly.
Then he uses the word, so fight I,
not as one that beat the air.
The man that beats the air is the man that is blind. He's looking around. He doesn't know where the enemy is. Let me just try anywhere, fast today, tomorrow. Maybe. And the enemy is behind him, following him around. He will knock him on the head. He will look, oh, where is the man? Amen.
How can I fight as one that is blind?
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, last night, the word came about idols. God said, before we even start talking, give me your idols. Amen. That is, before I start talking to you, bring the idols. And where are the idols? The idols are in the loin, not just in the heart, in the depths of the heart, is deposited at the foundations of my personality. That is where the idols are lodged. Amen. And the idols are in the soul, and the soul is going to be married to Christ. So that means there is no business. If the idols are not dislodged, you cannot talk about being married to Christ.
Amen. You're not happy with me. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wait. So, I don't know if you know where I'm going to. We are going to the root of the problem. We must dislodge the idols.
Amen.
The idols operate by one thing called altars, priesthood, offerings, sacrifice. And last night, God said, come and bring an offering to me. But the offering I want is the offering from your heart. In that place where the idols are, and you are giving offering. That is, first of all, you must deal with those idols. You must deal with those offerings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How can I bring a worthy offering in my heart when the image of jealousy is tainted there at the beginning?
Amen.
So, there is a call for spiritual warfare. There is a call to break up our fallow ground. The Bible says on the Day of Atonement that every man must begin to afflict his soul. Must afflict means you begin to persecute, you begin to, you know, bring discomfort within you. That means you bring war upon yourself. To paraphrase it, it means you turn the battle inward. You begin to look inward.
Amen.
And let's read the last verse here. This is Paul. Paul said, but I do what? I keep under my body. Who is the I that is keeping under body?
Amen.
Who is the eye? I keep under my body.
Hallelujah.
Who is the eye? I keep under my body. I cannot rebuke a spirit I am submitting to. I cannot rebuke a spirit that I am submitting to. Spiritual warfare is by rebuking. Rebuke means you bring a higher authority upon a lower authority. You say, the Lord rebuke you. It means there is a burst of fire that goes from you and hits the spirit, and the spirit is destroyed. But I cannot do that when I am submitting to the Spirit.
Amen.
So, He says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Hallelujah. So this is power talking to power. David says, my soul, sit down. Praise the Lord. Amen. Authority. You know, so the spiritual warfare we're speaking about is the warfare where we're able to exercise authority over the dimensions of the soul, over the dimensions of our being. Amen. Amen. And let's go to the next scripture, Ephesians chapter 3. I'm just trying to build up Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, 16. Okay, it's up there, you know. Amen. What does it say? That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with what? With might by his spirit in the inner man. Amen. You know, when I hear inner man, like, if something happens to me, I just, amen, hallelujah, inner man. The inner man is the man. Hallelujah. And Paul was praying a prayer that I'm praying for myself and I'm praying for you, I'm praying for us, that God will grant us by his spirit to be strengthened with power in the inner man. That's why I told you the story of the son. The son has strength. He doesn't argue with anybody. No discussion. He knows his power. And he's waxing strong. Amen. When there is strength in the inner man, you ask him, are you the son of God? Boy, he slapped him. No response. He turned the other cheek. He kicked him, did everything. Because there was strength in his emotion. Brother, we're speaking about strength in the emotion. That lion, that wild beast. We need a strength from God that will turn it to become the lion of the tribe of Judah. Strong. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us have strength in our emotions? Amen. I went to a meeting one day. I was very ready. I said, look, today I'm very strong. And I got to the meeting. They started abusing me. Talk. I said, no, I'm very strong. They talk. I said, no way, I'm very strong. Then the man now pressed me somewhere. Bam. I said, okay. I raised my hand. I said, point of order. Let me try to correct him. Then from point of order, I started shouting. Amen. How many of us are strong in our spirit? Amen. Brethren, that is the strength we are talking of. Strength in the emotion. Many of us are battling with the certain sin in our emotions. Anger, lust, pride, bitterness. The reason is that the emotion is empty. Who was it? Brassan was talking about the trenches. Say, fill it with water. Okay, and there was something about 4 gallons of, The Paul said that the empty barrel makes the biggest noise. Is it not so? Amen. Loud sounding cymbal. But now, the more it is filled, the more tender it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, we're speaking about authority over the realms of the soul. And it doesn't come by eating granite. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Where do you receive strength? From God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, I live in Port Harcourt. But where does my soul live? Does my soul live in Port Harcourt? Where does your soul live? What is the hometown of your soul? Sister, where is your soul born? Who can tell us the hometown of his soul? Amen. I don't see if you understand what I'm talking about. The outer man has a home. He's born in Nigeria. But the soul has a different nativity. Has a different story. Amen. It was Moses that said, Lord, that has been. What? Completed. My dwelling place in all generations. That is will give you an idea where the soul is coming from. Amen. So if I begin to bring the geography of my body, the outward man, and begin to apply it to the inward man, then the devil will be behind me, knocking me on the head, and I'm fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a strength we need to have. There is an understanding we need to have in order to win this war. And God is telling us today, prepare war. Okay, can I ask you another question? Who are your neighbors? I live in Rumibo, Port Harcourt. I know my neighbors. But who are the neighbors of my soul? Who are the neighbors of my soul? Because if you are going to win the war, then you must understand where you're operating. The environment of the soul is the environment of the spirit. Amen. The environment of your emotions and desire is the environment of the spirit. Everything about your inward man is spiritual. Whatever if you say the man is preaching amok, that well, God will help you to understand and to see beyond. To see beyond the reality of the world. Amen. The Bible says, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him spiritually. Hallelujah. Paul was speaking about the strengthening. Another word to talk about strengthening is resurrection. Paul was speaking about the resurrection or the upstanding of the inward man. Hallelujah. If the inward man is lying down in Kwashoko, hasn't eaten for 1 year, 1 year has never heard a word from God. Is it possible? Is it possible that in 1 year you have never heard the direct voice of God? Is it possible? Huh? That in 1 year you have never heard direct word. That in your soul has not got a word direct from God. That is crawling from doorstep to doorstep, eating crumbs and never heard a word from God. Hallelujah. How is that soul going to stand against the devil? Hallelujah. He said, if we have run with the footmen, they have. What are we going to do with the horses? The spirits. And they're coming. The locusts are coming. Amen. They're releasing them. And they're not even waiting for. Before this one, another one lands. We're not done with Boko Haram. Another one is coming. Before we close eye, Masab has landed. They have failed. Another one has come. They are mutating. They are coming. And you and I have to overcome those spirits. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible speaks about the resurrection of the dead. Who is dead? Who is resurrecting? Are we waiting until the body changes before the upstanding of my emotions? My emotion that is earthbound, crawling, must be upstanding. Hallelujah. The word resurrection means to collect, that is to regain, to recollect, to awake their capacities and abilities in God. Amen. So, brethren, God is speaking about the strengthening of the inward man. Hallelujah. The inward man, okay, let's read the scripture. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, just go to the next chapter. Look at verse 24. It says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Amen. Look at verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Paul, in writing, uses, there are some general terms. He talks about the old man and the new man, the flesh and the spirit. He's talking about the same thing. The old man and, you know, and he says, put off the old man and put on the new man. These are not natural things. It's speaking about spiritual attitudes, spiritual activities. And the Bible says every man, every day, we are supposed to put on the new man after the image of Christ. So there is a nature that we are to put on in Christ. If I draw on the board, I hope those at the back can see. This is our drawing of the tabernacle. Our drawing of the tabernacle. Last night, we were at the brazen altar. Amen. And in this place, God was speaking about the idols. Idols. And God was saying, bring your idols, bring your earrings. It is a place of judgment. But the question is, who is the one being judged? Who is the one that is under examination? And the word said, the brother said, that when Jacob must have brought his idols, brought his earrings, he's still Jacob. He's still Jacob. And must go on with God to the point where he is changed. His name is changed from Jacob into what? Israel. Amen. So, for the purpose of last night, let's say Jacob. And then Israel. But it doesn't end in Israel. God is bringing us to Zion. Amen. I don't know if that does that bring a blessing? Amen. You can relate to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, many of us know Atako. See, not Atako. I know it now. It's not that Atako that is there. Amen. But brother, it's not just that Atako that is there. We're speaking about a reality. Amen. So it's not just enough to say you're born again. God wants to change your name. Name means nature. Now, who is the nature? What nature is being changed? It's the nature of the soul. God wants to change the soul. But you see, when God changes the soul is not just change the soul for the purpose of changing. God wants to be married. He wants to be made one with the soul. Amen. So there are different levels. The question this night is, where do you want to be? Or, let me ask you another way. Where has my soul been operating? In fact, there is even a third thing. There's a third dimension in this story. And it is Egypt. Or the wilderness. Amen. So, we're talking about the geography of the inner man, as it were. So, you have the garden, and you have a wilderness. Where are you? What is the hometown of your soul? Where was your soul born? And where is it going to? And where shall it remain? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, my father is a pastor. That's your father. Who are you? He said, Paul, I know. Eh? What's the other one? Jesus, I know where he was born. But you, where were you born? And where are you going to? Amen. Because to go from one to the other, there are gates. Jesus is the gatekeeper here. This is called the gate. This is the door. And then this is the real one. It's a veil. Hallelujah. To go through, something must drop. Amen. To go from one to the other, you must drop something. It's all God, drop now. When you drop, they open the door, you pass. Amen. He said, open the gate that the city that keepeth the truth shall enter in. Amen. There is a visa to enter. It's called obedience. Overcoming. Hallelujah. Which one are you running for? What are you struggling for? Is it to just be in Jacob? You know, Jacob had 12 sons. Amen. But that's not where it ended. By the time they got inside, their names changed. Their position changed. The last became the first. They're all okay. Things jumbled around. Hallelujah. Amen. One, they cursed him and said, you will never be do well. Levi. God said, no. The man has brought an offering. He switched it. And he became joined. He became a priest of God. Hallelujah. So, brethren, last night, God began to speak to us about change. The change of the soul. Israel. He said, Israel is a prince with God. The holy place is the place of change. But the question is, change for who? Change for who and for what purpose? Amen. Now, to give you an idea, the Bible says that the idols, this is the problem of idolatry, that the idols have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have nose, but they cannot discern. Say there is, in fact, that's the one I like. Say there is no strength or breath in their lips, in their words. You know, people can speak empty words. I'm learning that there are words that have life. Amen. Jesus said, I have come to give you life, and that more abundantly. I said, God, I must not speak empty words. I must speak words that have authority. When I said the devil, the Lord rebuke you. That means heaven has really blasted that devil. Amen. Hallelujah. When you say the Lord rebuke you, that means authority. But that means my mouth must be changed. Hallelujah. Brethren, there are empty words. But there are also words that are full of life. Hallelujah. And the greatest weapon in the world is words. So you say death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. I say, they that love it shall benefit from it. Amen. You say, where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. Sons of God rule by power, by the word. How do you rule? You and I, how do we exercise our authority? You want to engage in spiritual warfare, you must learn. You know, they say there are some presidents. You say, this one is a president. Do you know why? He knows the meaning of power. He knows how to use power. And those are the ones they say that are great presidents. Eh? They are great leaders. They know what authority is and they use it effectively. God is calling you and I to know how to use authority. The sons of God. He said that they that overcome shall shepherd the nations. Is that in your Bible? Huh? Say, answer me now. The Bible said they that overcome shall what? Shall rule the nations with a rod of iron. Which iron? You can't. Is it that cherubim rod you've been knocking on people's heads? Huh? Hallelujah. So where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. You're walking along the road. The devil says, look at that girl. And you didn't rebuke the spirit. The spirit is walking with you. Eh? And as you're walking, the devil says, that man doesn't like you. And you're still walking. And you have not rebuked the spirit. Because we do not know who we are. Amen. When we become rebuking people, the devil will not come near you. Because of the authority that you have. I say amen now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're speaking about spiritual authority. Now look at verse 23 of that 4. It says, and what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That word renewed means receive new energy. It means to receive new energy. Amen. You say receive new authority, new energy. You only receive new energy from God. Amen. When you bring your mind. So it says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Let's go to Romans 12. Romans 12. Romans 12. We're speaking about the inward man, the offerings, the journeys of the inward man. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. That word body, take it from me, it's speaking of the soul. Soma. It's speaking about the Greeks always differentiated from the shadow from the substance. The substance for them was the body, it was the soul. Amen. So he's saying, present your soul a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, metamorphosed, changed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. The change of Jacob is the change of the mind of Jacob. Amen. You cannot be transformed if your mind is not changed. If the mind is not transformed, there cannot be a change. Amen. Hallelujah. So when God is saying, be strengthened in our mind, he's saying, be strengthened in your mind. Be strengthened in the strength in your mind. Hallelujah. The scripture says, when the mind stays in the presence of God, it begins to receive strength to rise higher and higher and higher. When the mind is continually in the presence of God, then it is continually fed by the life of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I get the feeling. Amen. Hallelujah. We are speaking about the renewing of the mind. We are speaking about fighting with the mind. When a mind loses the warfare in the mind, that war is over. When a man wins the battle in his mind, the war is over even before he shoots a gun. Amen. Some of us do not believe, but I believe. And I say to God, change my mind. Change my mind. Strengthen my mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But how do you change the mind? Is it just by speaking what? The mind is not changed that way. Okay. Let's go to the next part of the message. I think we have done enough introduction. All right, let's go to Revelation 17. I've tried to lay some background because I don't know, it's a mixed audience. We don't know. People come from different backgrounds, so I want you to be able to flow. Amen. And because of that, I will also draw this picture. This is the picture of the mind. Okay, so this is the mind. This is the will. This is the desire. And then this is the emotion. The mind is the ego. The desire is a crawling serpent. The emotion is a lion. And the will is the stubborn. Amen. Say amen now. I'm not abusing you. I'm just trying to wake you up from sleep if we are sleeping. Okay, it's about to say if you are tired, you wake up. Amen. How many of us know that those things are inside us? Say praise the Lord. you don't know, Sister Gloria, you don't know you have lion inside. Lion there. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are training ourselves to bring this lion under control. Hallelujah. We are trying to change that crawling, earthbound desire. It's like a serpent. It gets energy from the heat of the ground. Jay-Z. Davido. Beyonce. That is energy of the earth. New release, season one. Okay, see, my people are now laughing. Amen. That is crawling, headbound. How many times have you asked God, what is the new season in God? Eh? How many of us know the season now? What season are we? Now, let me tell you, we're in atonement. And you better trouble your soul. We are in a new season in God. And he says, in the time of atonement, every soul must afflict himself. That means, if you used to love Jay-Z, you will say, Jay-Z, bye-bye. Amen. Are you not there again? If you used to be Arsenal fan, you say, Arsenal, bye-bye. I'm not a Jesus fan. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. What is the hometown of your soul? And where is your soul going to? Amen. My soul will end up either in the garden of God or it will end up in the wilderness outside. David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper, amen, than to be a king in the what? Tent of wilderness. Amen. Where do you want to be? Where are you? Where did you feed today? Amen. Have you received life from God? There's a scripture in the Psalm. Say, he that created the eyes, does he not see? He that created the ears, does he not hear? Amen. If God made your soul, there is a place he has made a provision to feed your soul. Have you received life from that place? It's called garden. Garden is English word for a place reserved for your soul and my soul in the spirit. Amen. My soul can be admitted into that, readmitted into that garden if I do the right thing. And this conference is to convince my soul. God is trying to convince my soul why I must go back to that garden. And a prodigal son said, I will arise. And do what? Go back. Many of us, we just speak English language. Where are you going back? Going back to where? You know, I don't see vision like Isaac and all these people, but I saw a vision. Amen. My own vision, I see vision in the mind. So I hope it's the right vision. So you brother, you better check and make sure it's the right vision. Amen. There is a new promo Glow is doing. Where something is standing on people. Is it Glow? Who is doing that promo? There are some rascal boys walking along the road. Then something is, you know, like that or something. What is it Glow? People should tell me now, you know. What is that? Is it Glow? And it says Glow. Amen. That's what I saw in the spirit. I don't know how to express it. But I'm telling you that for each one of us, there is a covering. Amen. There is a covering. Hallelujah. And the covering that you have determines where your soul is dwelling. Amen. I saw something in the spirit that looked like, the best way I describe it, like the outer court and the holy place. That is God spoke to me. The time when Brother Hubert had the experience, I went to God. I don't know how many of you have gone to God, but I went to God. I have a program. I just done one part of my program. I'm going back again. Amen. And it's a long discussion. This kind of discussion is not one day or 2 days. You have to go to God and sit down and discuss with God. Amen. You know, when things happen, God is speaking to you. How many of us know that God is speaking to us? Huh? And you need to go to God and say, what is happening? Hallelujah. And God said to me, overshadowing. Amen. We have come into the overshadowing. Amen. Hallelujah. It's possible that as we're in this room, there are different types of covering over us. The coverings over the soul are either light or darkness. You know, in computer, where are they? There are only two types of language, one and two. Is it so? Eh? Triumph. In computer, there are only two languages. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 1, 1. 2, 2, 2. 3, 4. 1, no, not 3, 4. 1, 1, 1. Amen. In my own language, there is light and darkness. In the place where I am coming from, brother, there's what? Light and darkness. There's we don't have green. The devil doesn't understand green or black. He only knows what? Light or darkness. The question is, what is covering your soul? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're speaking about the mind. The mind operates by senses. I'm trying to break it down. The mind operates by senses. How many of us have seen a dog before? Dog. Okay, they're laughing like this. They say, how can I ask you that question? Okay. What is characteristic of the dog? What do you use to recognize the dog? You see now? Now I'm laughing now. Before you are laughing at me, now I'm laughing at you. Oh yeah, what do you use to recognize the dog? He has a long ear. And then half of the face is what? Is the nose. Amen. Half of the nose is of the face is what? Nose. Because it can smell, is it not? So God made the dog to be a sensing, dictating. That's why the police will use it. I hear there are 10 dogs in this compound though. When they close the door, you better stay inside. Did you hear what I said? There are 10 dogs in this compound. By 1 o'clock, bro, your eyes will release them. Don't shout to that we didn't tell you. Now I'm making an announcement. There are 10 dogs. When they close the door, stay inside the hostel. Amen. Good. So back to our dog story. So why did God make the dog to just be nose? Because He was trying to speak to you. Amen. When you look at your soul, most part of your soul is mind. The strongest part of man, of you, this inward man is what? Mind. Amen. Now, you know it, but I'm not assuming. I'm not allowed to assume. So I'm starting from basics. Your soul is made up of mind, mainly. And this mind has a connection to your emotions. So you can draw a picture like this. So there's a connection from the mind to the emotions, the desire, of course, the will. By the way, this looks like a cross. Is it so? Eh? It's like a cross. The head of the cross is the mind. Amen. Hallelujah. When you want to rise, you rise from the mind. Is somebody listening to me? If you want to rise in God, it's your mind that will rise first. Amen. So, when we speak of the resurrection of the soul, it is the resurrection of the mind first. When the mind changes, the rest of the body of the soul will change. That's what Romans 12 is saying. Be ye changed by what? Renewing of your mind. Amen. So if I want to change, it's not, I can pray from here to I come back. Something must happen in my mind. If there is no change in my mind, then my soul cannot be changed. And God said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. Neither are my ways like your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts and my words higher than your own. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no limit to where the mind can go to. Don't you understand? The mind is like a bird, flies. Amen. When the Bible tells you about the tree of life, what do you think? This is a physical tree growing. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's by the sign. But brethren, there must be a change in our mind. I want you to determine this night that you will make a change in your mind. Amen. Amen. There are different types of mind, but I like one particular one. I call it serpentine mind. So you know I'm the don't be annoyed though. But there is that mind, Serpent mind. And serpent mind is found in Egypt. And Egypt is found outside the outer court. Does it make sense to anybody? Serpent mind is found in Egypt. And Egypt is somewhere outside the outer court. Amen. So even if I'm inside the outer court, not to talk of the holy place, and I'm operating by serpent mind, I'm actually outside. Amen. And God says the outer court has been given over to the Gentiles. Meaning that nature of the mind is going to overtake the church. So people who are in the church are reasoning like people in the world. And is that not what is happening today? There is no name left in the Bible, brother. There's no name left in the Bible that they have not answered. I saw one. His name is Anointed David. He's a minister of God. His name is Anointed David. The other one, his name is Holy Michael Jesus. There is no combination of name left, brother. Eh? No combination. My wife said the only one left that is Melchizedek. Very soon they will start because they will become Apostle Melchizedek Emmanuel. Eh? English language. The Spirit says, Paul, I know. Eh? Jesus, I know. Are you light or darkness? The soul has a cloth, has a dress. It's either light or darkness. Which one does your soul have? Amen. Okay, that's where I'm going to in Revelation. Revelation 17. 1. Hallelujah. Amen. I think there was something I was missing. Yes, sorry. Just give me 2 minutes. Let me go back to this serpent mind again. Now, in Egypt, as a man called Pharaoh, alright, do you know the man Pharaoh? Pharaoh has a type of dress that makes him different from every other man. What is the dress? Pharaoh has something on his mind or his head. And what is it? The mind of Pharaoh, the thing you see there is what? Serpent. Amen. It is an earthbound mind. It's a carnal mind. Okay, let us look at some practical examples of Pharaoh mind. The Bible says the works of the flesh are so and so. Okay, he gives it fornication, adultery, and so on and so on. Now, somebody says, I want to change my mind. And he says, okay, 1st of January is in 2 weeks' time. From the 1st of January, my mind will be new. Well, I can assure you that by the midnight of 1st of January, your mind will be the worst mind you have ever found. Because you will fail and fail and fail. The reason why the mind is earthbound is that there is a spirit ruling over the mind. There is a spirit ruling over this mind. Amen. The same thing that there is a spirit also over the emotions and the desires. If we do not bind the strong man, we cannot destroy his goods. Is that true? I'm not hearing your voice now. The Bible says you cannot enter the house of a strong man and destroy his goods. Except you do what? Okay. That house we are talking about is the soul now. That is the real house. Amen. The works of the flesh will not just go. If you want to change the works of the flesh, you must bind the spirit that rules over the emotions and the desires and the will. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Revelation 17. It says, and there came out one of the seven angels, which, verse 1, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth over many waters. This is a prophetic language, a spiritual language, so we need to break it down. Amen. So, he's seen a vision. And he says in the vision, he saw a great horn sitting over many waters. And he said, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy. And he said, this beast had seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed with purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the soul. Okay, it says Ed. Your own says Ed. Okay, my own is saying, he's reading soul. Amen. Okay, because the Ed there is speaking of the soul. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore is that marvel? And I will tell, say, come, and I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth him, which hath the seven heads and 10 horns. All right, let's go to we'll go to verse 15. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore seated, the whore is same as the woman seated, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Amen. Say amen now. So this scripture is bringing a new dimension. He's saying there is a spirit that rules over people. Now, when you say rules over people, it means there's a spirit that is ruling over the soul, or put it over the mind. And he's saying that this beast is carrying the woman. It's giving life to the woman. Praise the Lord. Can you open up Revelation 7? Amen. Answer me now. It's just 7:30. Nothing has happened yet. I'm not like Brother Bere who preaches so long. Amen. It's just 7:30 yet. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. He said, after this, I... No. Okay, yes. I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth. Let's just wait there. Brother Sam told us that these angels is speaking about man. Amen. You know, in the Bible says there is an angel man and angel. Okay, we know that. Praise the Lord. So there is angel man and angel. Angel means a messenger. Hallelujah. Okay, brother, let's follow. So, remember I said we are going into the soul. We are going into the geography of the soul. We are looking at the environment of the soul. Amen. Okay, I didn't draw something. So that we don't take anything for granted. So this is the soul, this is the spirit, and then this is the body. Okay? The spirit of man is in fellowship with the spirit of God. And then you have Christ, and then you have God. You also have other spirits. The kingdom of darkness, also relating with the soul of man. Amen. Alright, so this is what you are doing. And this scripture is telling us that there was a vision and God was speaking to this man about the soul. He said the soul has a baggage it is carrying, has a load it is carrying. My soul has a load it is carrying. Your soul has a load it is carrying. And you cannot be talking about spiritual warfare without taking recognition that there is a spirit covering your soul. Amen. Spiritual warfare begins when you are able to realize that there are spirits working in your soul. And those spirits have authority. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's not just a New Year resolution from 1st January, I will be a good boy. It's more than that. Have you consulted the spirit ruling over your emotion? Does it want you to change? The spirit ruling over the emotion gets life by you being angry. That is what is called altar. Amen. The man is eating from you and you want to stop him to eat and he'll be clapping for you. We need to wake up. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says the devil knows that he has a short time. Hallelujah. And because he has a short time, he is mad. He is running mad because he knows a people are awakening. Hallelujah. If you don't know, sons of God are arising. Hallelujah. The battle has changed. The Bible says that that a man who has his quiver full of sons, what will happen? That the sons will discuss with the enemy where? At the gates. By the way, those gates are in the mind. Those gates are not the gates in Eleme Junction Gate. That one, our bad boys have taken it over. Amen. Some of the brethren were there 6 hours. That's not the gate, though. Even though there is a gate inside them making them do that. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. What are those gates? I want to talk about those gates today. Those gates are in the mind. When you hear gates, I beg you, think of your mind. Your mind is the east gate. Okay, let's go to the tabernacle again. Just to make sure that nobody is left behind. You have the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle has a geography. The east is where you have the gate. The west is where you have the ark. Amen. The right side is what? Is the north. And this is the south. These are the four corners of the earth. He's speaking about the soul. Amen. When God wants to come into you, he's going to come through the mind. He will not come through the emotion. God bless you, brother. I thought you would say a big amen. This is the east gate. When the sun wants to rise, where does it rise from? From the west. Abi? It says, as it shall be at the end, that there will be a lightning from what? The east to the west. That is how this coming of the Son of Man shall be. When the Son of Man comes to you, he's coming from the east. He's knocking at the door of your mind. Amen. Therefore, the devil has his own east too. This is the east of the devil. Can you bring out your phone and say east of the devil? Oh yeah. You know I'm the minister of God now. Not the very. Oh yeah, bring your phone out and say east of the devil. This is the east of the devil. Okay, some people agree with me. Amen. People didn't want to bring this is the east of the devil. Even though you can use it to it can help you, but it is more common for you to use it for the wrong thing. So this will block even the mind. The little door that's open, this will block it. Amen. So we buy it for our children. We buy it for ourselves. Instead of it helping us, it is even blocking the gate. And God is saying, lose. Can we say it together? Lose. Amen. Lose. 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 Amen. Okay, you think I'm joking? Phone, lose. The phone will not rule my mind. Because my mind is the most important part of my soul. Amen. All right, let me prove it for you. When Moses went up to the mountain, tell us what happened on that mountain. God started laughing at Moses. Moses, all right, let's laugh. Is that what happened? Moses started feeling good. I feel good. Brother, let's have fun. Is that what God told Moses? Let's have fun. How many people would like to have fun here? No, you raise it in your heart. Amen. You like to have fun. This brother is a joy killer. Amen. Hallelujah. How did God communicate to Moses? Yes? How did God communicate to Moses? With the mind. And the Lord what? Spoke to Moses. Mind to mind. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are going to change, God is saying you must bring the idols in the mind and submit it to God. Amen. How many of us are willing to bring the idols in the mind? Yesterday, as the brother was praying, they said we should pray. I stood up. I said, God, you know, there are attitudes in my mind. There's a mindset I have. I said, God, I give it to you. Amen. You know, we have different attitudes. We take God for granted. I'm a son of God. Tomorrow, there's nobody here who is sure of tomorrow. How many people are here who are sure of tomorrow? So you have made a plan for 1 year. It's going to run. Amen. The Bible says, if we have run with the footmen and they wearied us, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with the horses? Amen. Brethren, the battle has shifted to the mind. No, you see, there was something that God said to me. The devil has released spirits of fear. There's a psalm that says that the grave shall feed upon him. Do you understand? These spirits, they feed upon the soul. The fear you have in you, it gives them life. And the devil has sent many of them out. The same thing with the spirit of Ponia. The Bible said there are four spirits that will characterize the end time. The spirit of lust, kidnapping, murders, and thefts. He said that those are the spirits that will characterize the end time. And brethren, these spirits, they are attacking the mind. If we are going to make any headway, we will only make that headway if we are able to deal with the mind. Now, I want to just go one step forward. The mind has five senses, which I will represent. So this is the sense of sight, hearing, smelling or discernment, touch, and taste. There are five senses that are in the mind. And I'd like to ask us a question. Can you walk physically, comfortably, when you cannot see? If I close my eyes, I am greatly limited. But the Bible says, walk in the Spirit. That means fight in the Spirit. That is saying, You are fighting a spirit. But first of all, you must be able to see the spirit. You must discern the ways of the spirit. Amen. Each one of us, there is a spirit that comes to us. Sometimes it is a familiar spirit. And it's a spirit that's run in our families, or run in our tribes, or run in the nation. In Nigeria, one of those spirits is the spirit of pride. The spirit of disorganization. It's a spirit. It runs in Nigeria. Amen. Hallelujah. And there are many other characteristic spirits. Now, for you to engage those spirits and overcome them, you must have the ability to discern their operation. Hallelujah. You must see them. Now, if in your mind is weak, it's really low down, your ability to hear God is almost next to nothing, even if God warns you that a spirit is about to do something, you will not hear. And you will not see. And what you see is sudden calamity. The other day I said, let me fast. And my generator man came. I said, Oga, see, he brought a bed. Oga, see, bed. I said, hey, bed. I've never seen that kind of bed in my compound before. It's not the number one I see. He said, Oga, the bed no fit fly, yo. I said, hey. So I go, can I go eat? I said, okay, no problem. Carry that, go eat. I said, God, why am I seeing bed in my compound that is weak? Bro, you know now. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, we cannot be eating granite all through. Amen. We are involved in spiritual battle. Amen. And we need to ask God to open our eyes. Parents, you need to see. How many of you see the things that your children are doing in the spirit? Brother who wants to get married, have you seen the sister in the spirit? Do you know that there is a speaking in the spirit? Before you go and meet the sister or meet the brother, don't you know in the spirit that there has to be a speaking? What is the spirit saying? Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. You just woke up with God married Jesus because you see, he liked his shirt. That red shirt, he has worn it again. No, this one will marry me. Oh. Eh? Red shirt, marry you. Meanwhile, you don't know who the man is. You need to go ask God, who is this man? And God will take him up and show you the man. Amen. It comes by the awakening of the eyes of understanding. One day, I sat by my bed. I said, God, this is enough. How can I be a blind man? I cannot see in the spirit. I have never seen your face. I want to hear your voice more. Hallelujah. Brethren, there is such a thing as the eyes of the spirit. This soul has an eye. But for many of us, it's blind. Do you know why? Because there is a spirit covering. That woman sits upon the soul. And you cannot see anything. Amen. We begin to see the things of God when we begin to cast off the spirit that is covering our heavens. Nobody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Spiritual warfare is dealing with the woman that sits over the soul. Amen. Please, if you wake up, then we'll go faster. Amen. There is a woman sitting over the emotion. When you are fighting with anger, brother, it's not just I will not. It's more than I will not. There is a spirit. It has a history. there is something that gives you strength. Amen. You need to go ask that spirit question. Hallelujah. The Bible says when Daniel began to fast, God opened the heavens and he saw a spirit sitting over the roof. Amen. And then he began to contend with that spirit. Many of us, we are just carrying on. And the spirit ruling over our family is sitting tight. The spirit ruling over our children is sitting tight. Amen. I thought the parents would say amen. You need to go ask God, God, show me these children. And you know these children in the spirit. Amen. And you monitor the children in the spirit. Hallelujah. Brethren, the ministry that God is speaking of has changed. The ministry must be by the mind of Christ. It's not just speaking English language. English language is empty words. Amen. The ministry God is speaking of is the mind of Christ speaking to your own mind. It's called Zion, Mount Zion. Amen. The Bible says, as the ear trieth words. Okay, this is what the Bible says, as the mouth trieth food. Is it so? Uh-huh. So what? The ear does what? Trieth words. What is he saying to you? The mind receives strength by words. But many of us choose to receive the strength from CNN words. It is words from CNN that gives us strength. They said, what has God said? Hallelujah. They said, what has God told you? Do you know Radio Heaven? Radio Heaven is 24 hours. When did you hear Radio Heaven last? When did you receive the vision, sight and sound of Radio Heaven? Do you know there are sights of Radio Heaven? Oh yes. Oh yes. When God begins to renew your mind, you will see that the inward man has a different geography and lifestyle from the outward man. Amen. The Bible says Jesus was on earth, but he was with his Father in heaven. Do you understand? Do you understand what that is? He was physically on earth, but he was with his Father in heaven. Hallelujah. That's where God is bringing us to. Amen. We are walking on earth, but our soul is bound to the heavens. Hallelujah. And we are being nourished from the garden of God. Hallelujah. If we venture and enter the holy place is the place where the soul is nourished for change. It's a temporary, because the full arrangement is that I wrote in their garden. Now, in the Bible, it is called Promised Land. Amen. He says, I'm taking you to the promised land. And yesterday we sang the song, the Lord knows the way. Eh? Through the wilderness. I don't want to stop in the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, you only have Oasis. Salvation Ministry. MIS. December Camp Meeting. What is it again? Do you have? Ibe Fellowship. What is the other one? Those are Oasis. Amen. I want the garden. Amen. I want a permanent flow from God. The Bible says on that last day, you know what he said? Jesus cried. Say, who of you is hungry? Say, come unto me and eat and drink. He said, out of his belly shall what? Flow rivers. Amen. I want to tell you that there is a river flowing in the spirit. You might live your life and never contact that river. Yes, you are born again, but your geography is geography of Jacob. Amen. Wilderness, supplanter. The brother said, Jacob is supplanter. That is his first nature. Not his real nature. His real nature was Zion. Amen. Jacob ended up as Zion. God needs to move you from vessel to vessel. Amen. From one generation onto another. What do you desire? If you think you are a Nigerian, you are greatly mistaken. Or can I ask, if you think you are from Biafra, how many people are from Biafra here? I hear one brother went somewhere to buy something. He said, the man said, here is Biafra land. Well, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's. And what? The fullness thereof. That's where I am from. Amen. I'm from Zion. Amen. Amen. Brethren, there is a new reality. There is a new awakening. Amen. That I am realizing that it's not just enough to see the kingdom. I must enter the kingdom. Amen. You see, the man that comes into the attack of Jacob, he sees the kingdom. But everything, the holy place, holiest of all, is locked up, closed. And that's what I saw in the spirit. Amen. And I'm telling you, darkness is fast descending upon Jacob. It is going to be bloody in the church. Amen. Because it says that the holy city shall be given over to the Gentiles. Worldliness is taking over. The darkness is descending. Amen. Because the devil run mad. The spirits of the locust, they are running over. Violence, killing, kidnapping. But there are a people that have a covering over them. They are Goshen. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to enter into that place. The man that enters is not the leg, it is the soul that enters. Amen. It's your soul that enters. And it is the mind that determines where the soul is. And he's saying, the mind is the east gate. Amen. If God wants to talk to you, he talks to you through your mind. So one of the things we need to do in this conference is to bring the offering of our mind. There are images and altars in the mind. Amen. It's just 8 o'clock. Brother, it's 8 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to the third level of the message. I've done one and two. Now we're entering the third one. Brother, can I go to the third one? Amen. Okay, let's go to 2 Kings 31, 32, 33, 34. Amen. Hallelujah. The message of revelation is that there are spirits that the soul is worshiping, the mind is worshiping. Amen. Now, in the story, in the Kings, there are three men, or maybe four. One of them is Hezekiah. The son of Hezekiah was, what was his name? Manasseh, is it not? Rachel, Manasseh. Good. And then Manasseh eventually gave birth to, I think, Amon. And then eventually another one called Josiah. Amen. Now, the reason for this story is because there are some of us who have lost touch with reality. And that includes me. There are some of us who are not in touch with spiritual reality. We are living in a make-believe world created by the church. And it's a make-believe world, or what I'll call born-again world. Say, I'm a born-again Christian. Well, can I respectfully inform us that that is English language? Born-again Christian is what? English language. What the devil understands is offering, sacrifice, life, and worship. The mind is a place of worship. You say you are a student reading, but I'm telling you, you are worshiping. Amen. Hallelujah. The mind is a place of images. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me leave that scripture. Let me go back one step. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 2. Let me go back one step, so that we follow. Amen. Don't be tired though. Amen. There was one brother in Uniport by 2 a.m. He said, why should I be tired? God is not tired. You remember that brother? He was praying through the night. He said, why should I be tired? God is not tired. We have only done 1 hour. Why should he be tired? Amen. It's only 1 hour. Like, you just say, this is 8 o'clock. Amen. I just used to allow brother Ebere 3 hours. I've only done one. Say praise the Lord. Well, God is with me this night. You better come on my side. It's only 1 hour I'm gone. Amen. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 2. Verse 3. Amen. Verse 3. Okay, so he said, even we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4. Okay. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, the mighty true gun, putting down strongholds. Verse 4. 5. This is the place. Remember, we're talking about spiritual warfare. Amen. You want to war against the devil? Amen. He said, casting down images. You call it imagination. I call it images. Amen. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every taught to the obedience of Christ. This is the warfare. Amen. It is mind against mind, word against word, thought against thought. Amen. Hallelujah. And this night, I'm laboring to say that the images are not in St. Paul's Church. The images are in my mind. Amen. I thought you would shout a big amen. There are images in my mind. Some of the images in my mind are stronger than others. Amen. In the Bible, there were different types of images. There were images that were made of cast stone. That is, they cast the stone. They cast it. Very strong. And some of them are still standing today. Standing images. Amen. There were some of them that were made of wood. Some of them were like groves. They had shade. Some of them were called high places. And in those high places, they had chambers They had men and women who were there to give pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that there were five lots of the Philistines. There were five of those lots of the Philistines. The word Philistine means rolled in the mud. That's a lover of the earth. That's what Philistine means. Someone that rolls in the mud. In other words, he's speaking of earthbound activity. Amen. There is a lifestyle that we find today. The lifestyle that is being promoted today is a lifestyle of pleasure. Pleasure seeking, pleasure worshipping. And in among the Philistines, one of those lots of the Philistines, the name means a seeker of pleasure. And there is an activity in the spirit by which our emotions, our mind is bound by pleasure seeking. Amen. And all we live for is pleasure. To be happy. Eat good food. Drink good wine. Ride good car. Live in a good house. Wear good clothes. See my clothes. Then when you eat the food, you snap it and put it on Facebook. Why are you people coming alive suddenly? You wake up in the morning, see my new wear. Amen. Bible says the day shall decline. Bible says, let him that is righteous do what? Continue to be righteous. Let him that is a seeker of pleasure do what? Continue to be a seeker of pleasure. Amen. Very soon the day shall decline. Hallelujah. But can I guarantee you that there is a place where there is continuous pleasure? It says, in thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. And at your right hand are what? Pleasures forevermore. I want that one. Amen. Someone says, how lovely is your dwelling place? Oh Lord. Amen. He said, my flesh and my heart, God, crieth and panteth for the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are speaking about images of pleasure. Sexuality is a god of the mind. It has nothing to do with the body. I thought I would hear a big amen. Pornography is attacking what? Amen. And it has power. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to say lose. Can we say lose?
Lose.
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 Lose. This lose is the one in your mind though. Alright, let's start again. Lose.
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 Amen.
Amen.
So those altars in the mind. Images. And you know, when you submit to it, or I submit to it, I make the altar stronger. Instead of becoming strong, it becomes a cast image. And then, it is not alone. There is a spirit behind it. That spirit gets life. Amen. So when they want to sell tooth comb, there must be an image to sell the tooth comb. Is it tooth comb? What is it now? Toothpick. Anything they want to do, there must be image. It is addressing the mind. And married men are not, or married women are not spared. Amen. He doesn't understand I'm born again. What is born again? What is the strength in your mind? Amen. If the image is there, he doesn't understand English language. Amen. The Bible says, casting down imaginations. Just when you finish the camp meeting, as you land their house, if as you're passing your land, the devil will give you a video. You capture your, when it hits your mind, bakam, it has locked. Amen. The devil say, I don't catch up. Because you did not address the mind. Who is it that wants to overcome, that doesn't want to dress? You have to dress your mind. Amen. You have to wear, put on the image of Christ. The Bible says, we all with our open face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are transformed. Which image are you seeing? There's only one image that can address the altars. It is the image of Christ, the glory of Christ. Amen. John says, when he saw the image, he was smitten. Amen. You need to go to God and say, God, show me your glory. How many of us want to pray that prayer? It's not a one afternoon prayer. You have to sign the contract to God. Amen. Say, God, I want to see your face. Hallelujah. Say, God, I want to see your glory. Okay, God said, Moses, if you are ready, come. 40 days and 40 nights. God was playing a video for Moses. Amen. He began to show him his glory. I want to announce to you that you can have such a vision. Hallelujah. You can come to that place where you are seeing the image of the glory of God. Amen. And that is, you see, the mind will change to whatever it sees. That is the change in the mind. It's what you see that you become. But how can you see when there is a spirit covering your eyes? When there is a spirit covering, how can you see? You must first of all cast off that spirit. And the Bible says that the veil shall be broken when we turn to the Lord. Amen. When we turn to the Lord, the veil over the mind will be broken. Amen. Okay, so let's go to Josiah. Now, the story, I'm going to round up. The story of Manasseh and Josiah, which you find in 2 Kings, was that they demystified church. Amen. They took away from us our ability to deny. They took it away. Amen. Do you know what Manasseh did? The Bible said that he went to the holy place and he put an image inside there. And he went to the holiest of all and did what? He put an image inside there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, we are speaking about altars within the mind, within the soul. Don't sit down on that chair and say, I'm okay. Amen. Someone says, the Lord will neither do good or do evil. As it was in the beginning, and is now, and ever shall be. I'm end time, I'm going to heaven. Forget it. Amen. The Bible says, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. God is calling us to warfare. And that warfare is the warfare in my soul. Amen. The Bible says, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Hallelujah. And the word of God is given to us that there are spirits that are very comfortable. They are cool. They are nice. In fact, he showed Zechariah a division. He said, Zechariah went to and fro all the earth. And the Lord asked him, what seest thou? I said, I have gone through and fro the earth. And the whole earth is what? Quiet. At peace. Many of us are too quiet. Amen. Take 1 month fast. And the spirit will wake up. Amen. Brethren, I'm saying we need a long fast. Not this 2 days thing we're doing. Amen. Zion needs to travel. I'm not getting any response. Hallelujah. Well, if we do not take the fast of our own selves, God will give it to us. That is, it will become an assignment. And then we'll fast by force. Amen. But we will not get there. Amen. Brethren, I want to close because I see. But what I'm saying this night, brethren, is that there is a new dimension of warfare that we are being called to. And it is a warfare of the inner man. And I pray to God that you, this night, you will realize that there is a personality within your soul. There is a different personality. There is a living personality that sees, that talks, that hears, that senses. Amen. That God has a dining table. There's a place where God has designed to feed that inner man. There's a provision in the spirit. Just like very soon you go and eat, there is a place where God has reserved to nourish the soul. Amen. This is a call for us to arise. Amen. There are different types of Christians. Sons of God at different stages. There is a little son. There is the young in Christ. But there is a place for the matured people in Christ, called sons of God. Amen. The prize is for sons of God. Amen. The Bible says, he that overcometh will get everything. There is no prize to be a child in God. Amen. There is no prize to be a young person in Christ. There is only one prize, and it is for him that overcometh. We get all things. What do you want? You want to be Jacob? You want to be Israel? Or you want to be Zion? Say, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Say, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Awake, awake, O Zion, put on thy strength. Put on your beautiful garments. Amen. Awake from the dust. Where are you? Are you in the dust? I see somebody arguing with God why he must remain a child. Amen. Some of us are arguing with God, I must be a child. I cannot be a son. Amen. He has called us to be sons. Amen. So that he might bring many sons to glory. Amen. The Bible says all creation waited on tiptoe for what? The manifest. Some of us say the manifesting. The manifest. The manifestation. Who are those creatures? It is your emotions. Your emotion has been starved of the emotions of God. Don't you understand? Your mind is waiting to be brought forth into that estate of the sons of God. Hallelujah. You say all creation groaneth. Are you groaning? Do you feel the groan in your heart, in your soul? Say, I want to be a son. Do you really want to be a son? Or you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something? Amen. What do you want to be? What is the hunger in you? Hallelujah. Amen. All creation standeth on tiptoe, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Sons of God are arising from the earth. Because we are entering a new dispensation called the 42nd generation. I want to announce. The 41st generation was Jesus. Amen. The last generation is the generation of the sons of God. Amen. He said, many eyes shall see him. He shall come with 10,000 of his saints. Amen. This earth is entering a new dispensation. Amen. He that made the earth is beginning to shake it. Hallelujah. See, I will shake the nations and I will shake the earth. Amen. He said that all things that are shakeable will be shaken. That we will receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. Where are you? If you build your house on pleasure, it will crumble. Amen. There is a place where there is safety. It is in Christ. Hallelujah. There is a breaking news. The king is coming into his temple again. Through the east gate. Hallelujah. Amen. The king is coming. He is coming this night. Hallelujah. He came last night. Amen. He came this morning. Resurrection is a daily affair now. Hallelujah. Are you arising? Are you waking up? Are you quickening? Are you uprising? Are your emotions getting up? Your mind, are you quickening? Are you casting off all the coverings, all the garments of death? You know, Lazarus had great clothes. Say, remove it. Lose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a new song that is being sung. So we have a song. In that day shall this song be sung. We have a strong city. Amen. God is bringing the city down. New Jerusalem. Jerusalem has a destination in your heart first. Amen. Have you seen that new Jerusalem? Say, coming down. It's coming down. It's in the spirit. If you look where, you will see it. Amen. It is, and the destination is for your heart. If you lock your heart, it will miss. Hallelujah. I don't know if you want to stand up so that we can pray. Amen. Can we stand to pray? Amen. I can see the holy city. I can see New Jerusalem coming down. Hallelujah. Amen. Prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. I can see the New Jerusalem. I want you to talk to God.